This is your wake up call. Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
All right.
What the hell?
I don't know what's going on.
Start over. Hit it again.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. What was that? Act like y'all never did this before.
I wouldn't turn it up. Turn it.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Angela Yee's in Miami. We're having problems with her mic. Charlamagne was popping.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out this thing, what's going on. Salute to my guy Logic in Miami.
Yes.
I don't know who the engineer is there at 103.5 to beat Miami, but they'll figure it out.
We'll get it together.
Am I here?
There she go.
It's
an echo,
turn it
though.
Turn it down.
Every time I talk, I hear myself twice.
And yes.
That's the last thing I want to do, is hear myself twice.
You and me both.
I already hear voices in my head as it is. Okay?
Now, shout to Cola House. Cola House is a restaurant / event space here in... New York City. Charlamagne actually had his book release party there.
I did have my book launch party there.
I didn't know that it's actually a real restaurant. Did you know that?
I kind of assumed it, because when you walk in, they have like tables and stuff like that, and waitresses and waiters and a bar.
You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did a couple of events there, and
they were serving food at my book release party.
I didn't know it was an actual restaurant. I went there last night, and they have amazing food.
A banquet hall?
I thought it was just a space, just an event space. All the events I did an event with Fat Joe there. I came to your event there. I didn't know that it was an actual sit-down restaurant. But, yes, it is. I went there last night. Had amazing food. It was very, very good. Shout out to the people at Cola House. We got a great time. It was
did you pay
night.
For your meal?
Yes.
I don't believe you. But, you know, whatever. If you want to tell that liar early in the morning on the radio, cool. I don't care either way. Mm-hmm. All right? But congratulations, all right? Drop one of Clue's bombs for Cola House, all right?
The bomb's not working?
Where's the damn bomb?
The bomb's not working?
And he's looking at us like he actually hit the bomb.
You heard the bomb?
Oh, you can hear it?
That means the headphones is messed up. You got the headphone in the wrong.
The listeners at home can't hear the bomb, sir.
Now try it again. Hit the bomb again.
Now we heard that damn bomb. All right.
Now let's try to talk to Yee again.
Let me tell you something about this radio show. This is the most janky radio show. This has to be the most janky, successful radio show of all time.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
This
show is syndicated in 70-plus markets, and I really don't know why. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Man, we just get together.
We are a little janky-ass morning. It's just like this show is put together with duct tape.
Yeah.
Okay?
Scotch tape.
Jesus Christ.
Not even duct tape. Scotch tape.
You know how back in the day you had to blow on a Nintendo game to make it work? You got to blow on this show at 5:55 just to get it to play right at 6.
Definitely blowing the game on both sides.
Jesus Christ. This is horrible, man. Does anybody care about the Breakfast Club? Hey, guys. We're out here.
This is all alone
on this little island trying to figure it out.
Nope. Well, Marsha Ambrosius will be joining us.
That makes me happy. Marsha Ambrosius is one of my favorite artists ever, historically, since Floratry.
When you think of sex and Marsha Ambrosius, you have to think of Charlamagne.
You have no idea how much me and my wife have sex. The Marsha Ambrosius music. Whether it's late night and early mornings. Mm. What's the other CD called? I can't think of it right now. I'm drawing a blank. I'm looking at it in my head. No, he said Say Yes. That's the Floratry song. That's not the name of the album, Eddie.
Say Yes. You haven't loved Say Yes?
There's a whole album called Say Yes.
Baby, you better say yes.
I'm drawing a blank right now, but I love Marsha Ambrosius music.
Right.
So much.
Angelique, you can butt in anytime your mic starts to work again. Nope, Mike's
friends and lovers. That's
it. Friends and lovers.
Late nights and early mornings and friends and lovers. Boom.
Okay.
I love Marsha Ambrosius. She got a new single out now called Love Ya. Love Ya.
Well, we'll kick it with Marsha Ambrosius. If you don't know who she is, we'll put you on to game.
If you don't know who she is, then it's just not for you. But tell your mama and your aunts that Marsha Ambrosius is on this morning.
If you don't take this echo, why do I hear myself twice? This is the stupidest thing in the world.
That sounds like the old mixtape day. You'd be like,
yeah. And
envy. Coo.
Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. In sports last night, the Cavaliers beat the Raptors 125-103. The Cavs lead the series 2-0.
Oh, the Raptors don't even care, huh?
Mm-mm.
Do they know they're in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And also, the Spurs beat the Rockets 121-96. All right, they tied the series 1-1. Is Angela Yee there? Angela Yee, I guess not.
Hello, Angela.
Now, I'm not prepared for the front page news because I usually don't do it. I thought Angela Yee would have be ready, but the mic's a little messed up. It seems like in Barack Obama's biography, he talks about proposing to another woman twice before he met Michelle.
And they showed the woman. I don't believe that Barack Obama proposed to that jar of mayonnaise. I just don't believe that.
Well, she's not fully. She was mixed with something as I read it yesterday.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Now, I ain't see it with a little leg out. She look all right right there.
Oh,
I saw the other picture. I didn't see all that there now. Let me see some more.
Let's hear the audio.
That's all we got?
In school, he was with a woman at Columbia with a woman named Genevieve Cook, who was a little older than he was. She was white. She said at the time that he was very conflicted about his race. You know, he really had been raised by his white grandparents in Honolulu. He'd gone to prep schools. He didn't feel that he connected with the average black American.
And then he hugged that beautiful woman named Michelle Obama and
never
his
went
life
back.
Changed.
And never went back.
Okay. He glowed up from there. Drop one of clues bombs with Barack Obama. What the hell, you dying over there?
Nah, just sneezing. Now, also...
Don't nothing look crazy than when a beige person try to hold in a sneeze. When a light-skinned person try to hold in a sneeze, I thought if he was dying just now. His whole face turned red.
I want to sneeze on the mic. Now, also, Angela Yee's supposed to do front page news. It's not happening. So tell us about Steve Harvey. Yesterday, you were on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh, you just making stuff up on the fly?
Absolutely.
That has nothing to do with front page news.
Nah, it's supposed to be Angela Yee, but mic's not working. I was
on my guy Steve Harvey's show yesterday promoting my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. New York Times bestsellers list came out again yesterday. So on the second week, I'm number 10 on the list this week. Drop on the clues bombs for me.
How was that experience hanging out with Uncle Steve?
I love sitting down with Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. Contrary to a lot of people's popular belief, I think Steve is a very real individual.
Mm.
And we have a... really good conversations about life. See, I like listening to my elders because they've lived the life that we have yet to live. Like, the brother's 61 years old. Like,
really?
He's got, like, 25-plus years on me.
Absolutely.
Okay? Like, I love sitting down, kicking it with people like that because anything that I possibly could be going through, he's already went through.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen, when I hit the New York Times bestsellers list last week,
mm-hmm.
Steve sent me a text, and it was like Ephesians 6:10-12. And he said, you need to have your whole armor of God on right now because it's going to be so-called friends and so-called family
mm-hmm.
who flip. He said, mark my words. It's going to come from nowhere.
They
and
start?
He was at, oh, it's already. Oh, definitely. Without question.
Who's flipping?
And it don't even matter.
Oh.
It don't even matter.
Mm.
They can all disappear for all I care.
Poof. All right.
Oh, listen, I love having a reason not to deal with somebody.
You know, you and me
know
both.
Me.
You and me both.
I love to put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
All right.
Block your number.
My last front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 or tell them why you're blessed. If you're mad, you can call us up. We'll put you live on the air. You can explain why you are mad. Or if you feel blessed, you want to express some positivity. Maybe it's your birthday. Whatever it may be. Maybe your coworker is in Miami and her mic's not working. Who knows? 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jalea from Jersey.
Hey, Jalea, now we can hear you clearly. Tell them why you're mad, mama.
I'm mad because I work for a security company overnight at a trucking site, and they provide a truck. But it's no heat. The heat does not work. And I was freezing all night last night. Well, and nobody cares.
They didn't expect it to still be cold in April in New York and New Jersey. But it is.
It's
I
a
have a
nippy.
Coat on right now.
Yeah, I had my coat on this morning. I'm sorry for you, mama.
They know what it is. They just want me to suffer.
Aww. Why don't you just put your hands near your vagina? I know your vagina giving off a little warmth this morning.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Khalif from Ocala, Florida.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy, Uncle Charlotte, Angelique, even though her mic not working. But, hey, I'm not mad this morning. I'm definitely blessed. Today I turned 30.
Oh, happy
and
birthday,
I'm at work.
Bro.
And, hey, DJ, no, Uncle Charlotte, drop one of the clues bombs for me.
Drop one of the clues bombs for you for what?
You just turned 30.
Oh, today's birthday. Happy born day. You're 30, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Well, 30. All right.
What you doing tonight? Don't say Dirty 30. I hate when people say that. What you doing tonight?
I'm probably going down to Miami.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's a good place to spend your 30th,
look
man.
Look for Yee. Yee's down there. Look for her.
All right, I'm going to hit up Yee then.
Listen, go down there and get you a nice curable STD, okay?
Don't you dare.
Nah, never that.
Hello, who's this?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine, you blessed this morning?
I am this morning because I'm graduating from Florida Atlantic University with a bachelor's in nursing.
That's what I like to hear.
Absolutely. Congratulations, yes. Mama.
Thank you guys so much. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you, Mama. Out there and you be the best nurse you can be. Man, I had a dude, I was at St. Peter's University yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because I was doing a book signing. And a guy walked up to me. He goes, yo, I'm going to be a star. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Rapper.
He about to tell me he's going to be a rapper, athlete. He goes, I'm going to be a physical therapist.
Okay.
And I was like, man, that's what I'm talking about,
that's good, brother.
Because success is subjective. You know what I'm
saying?
In America, we equate success to celebrity. But it is so many people out here that are successful who are just not famous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Salute to everybody out there that is living that beautiful, successful, not famous life.
Hello, who's this?
It's 24-hour Major, man. How you doing?
24-hour Major. Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, man.
What up, Savannah? I got to get to Savannah, man. I love Savannah.
Why you mad?
Man, I'm mad, man. My girl, man, she tripping, man. Like, okay. Like, my grandma, right, she's staying with me. We got to.
Okay, you live with your grandma. We get it.
You staying with your grandma. We understand. Go ahead.
She's staying with me, man. So, you know, she going through some things.
She's staying with you in the same house you grew up in with her.
No. What happened was, it's a long story, man. But besides all that, my girl tripping, man. My girl, man, she foul.
You ain't gonna tell us why she foul, or you just want us to guess?
All right, okay. So I'm in the studio all night, and she noticed, right? I get a call, my grandma, she crying. I'm like, what's wrong with you? My girlfriend done boxed my grandma up in the face and put out the house, right? So I'm on my way back to the house, and soon when I get home, I see two or three cars outside. So when I get in the house, it's like two of my homies and three other dudes, my girl. And you already know what they doing.
I really think you're making this up as you go along.
Yeah, I can't
take
it no more. You have a blessed day,
yeah, man.
I can't even go with you, man.
I'm gonna be honest. I like when y'all mad, you know, because we have a feature called "Tell Them Why You Mad." But that was too draining for me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You lost me when you said you was in the studio recording.
Yeah, get it off your chest. If you're mad or you blessed, call us now. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Breakfast Club.
What's up, bro? You blessed this morning?
I'm blessed and I'm mad.
All right, tell us both.
All right, first let me tell you why I'm mad. Now, I love the Breakfast Club. I love Charlamagne. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Now, don't
get me wrong, because I love DJ Envy and Angela Lee as well.
Okay.
But Charlamagne says every day that they play my man's song, Exchange.
Right.
And you know for sure, it's the same beat J. Cole used. And y'all play J. Cole every day. Put two fingers in the sky if you want it.
So why
yeah,
you mad
that's
again?
The same beat. Because Charlamagne get mad about my man's Exchange song, but it's the same beat.
Maybe I'm getting confused and thinking it's the same song, but I will say this. Bryson Tiller sent us the platinum plaque, right?
He did.
And I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know I wanted a platinum plaque from Bryson Tiller. But when he sent it, I was like, you know what? For as much as we got to hear that damn Exchange song every day, I appreciate this platinum plaque from you, Bryson Tiller.
My God.
Okay?
Earlier.
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, son?
What's up? You mad or you blessed this morning?
I'm blessed this morning, son.
Why are you blessed? Tell us why.
Yo, I just want to give a blessed shout out to my girl, man. It's Tuesday out of Brooklyn. You know what I mean? She bust me off this morning like a can of buttermilk biscuits this morning, 3 a.m. Just want to say I'm blessed to her. Shout out to her, man. We from Atlanta, man.
Did he just say she busted me off?
I think he definitely said that.
I think you meant to say you busted off.
Well, we understand.
She busted me off.
Hello, who's this?
This is Makaya from the 75.
Hey, 757VA. You blessed or mad this morning, mama?
I'm both.
Okay, tell us what.
So, I'm blessed because I was fortunate enough to go see Chris Brown when he came to VA 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm mad because I done got the Black Pyramid tattoo and I got the State of Virginia tattoo and it says maybe it's the Virginia in me. And I posted on Instagram and he didn't even repost it.
So you got Chris Brown's clothing company tatted on your ass?
It's on my arm, but yeah.
Why? Do you feel stupid?
No, I
am. I feel great. And then I'm Japanese, too, and I'm black, so I feel like, you know, it incorporates some other things.
So what do you think? Because you got a tattoo of Chris Brown's clothing line on your body, you're entitled to meet him now?
No, she just wanted a retweet.
No, I just wanted him to repost it. That's all.
But why did you tattoo that on your arm? Did you think you'd be closer to him? You get a chance to meet him? Talk to him, touch him, love him, kiss him?
No, it's like my tribute to him.
What's your Instagram? Know? What's your Instagram?
How old are you?
I'm 20. I'll be 22 Monday.
What's your Instagram, boo?
It's @EMGOOD_SON.
Okay, everybody at her and at Chris Brown and tag her picture of Chris Brown's tattoo in the post.
Yeah.
So Chris can see it, okay?
Thank you, mama.
Thank you.
Now, Charlamagne, what do you do, right? Your daughter comes home. And she has a Chris Brown tattoo on her arm.
That's not going to happen.
Let's say it does happen. Let's say that's she comes home happen. And she has a Kodak Black tattoo on her arm.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
All right. Your daughter,
certain things not going to happen in my life.
Your daughter comes home and she has a Drake owl on her arm.
That's not going to happen. First of all, my daughter's 8. All right. None of those people you named will be hot when my daughter starts getting into their music. Okay. If it was like 10 years from now, when my daughter really starts getting into hip hop or whatever, they will not be hot. Sorry. It'll be some guy that we ain't never heard of that we'll all be too old to be interviewing at that point.
Right.
All right? So I'm not even worried about
so
it.
So if she comes home with a tattoo of her favorite artist on her arm at the age of 21, what do you say?
I mean, what can I say? I got Wolverine on mine.
I guess you're right.
I got Wolverine from the X-Men on my right arm.
Just
okay?
Keep it in the family. I guess you're right.
That's why I show her this tattoo all the time, to let her know not to make the same mistakes that I did when I was younger. Okay.
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 to tell them why you're blessed. Now, let me see if Yee's around. Yay.
Hey.
Hey, we got rumors on the way?
You can hear me?
Not really, but just yell loud.
If I yell this loud, can you hear me?
Yes. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Schoolboy Q and his armed robbery charges. What happened with that? Also, does Drake have a baby on the way?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Welcome to the show, Yee.
Hi.
We missed you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so now there's yet another woman who is saying that she's pregnant with Drake's baby. If you recall, there was a woman named Layla Lays first who said that she was pregnant. But according to Drake, he's never even met her. She just wanted attention. Well, now there's this woman named Sophie Brusso, and she has already hired a lawyer to get the paternity test going. She said she's 3.5 months pregnant. And she says that the conception happened either January 20th or 21st.
There you go.
She has a picture with Drake that was taken at a restaurant in Amsterdam on January 24th. She's a retired porn star. And she actually allegedly has text messages between her and Drake. It says, Drake, I want you to have an abortion. She says, I can't kill my baby.
Oh boy.
Simply to indulge you. Sorry. He says, indulge me. F you. She said, what? And he said, you do know what you're doing. You think you're going to get money. And she said she's having a girl.
I mean, listen,
and she
man.
Is gonna get some money.
About time somebody trapped that Canadian.
What are you talking about?
All right,
about?
Y'all been
we don't even know that it's true.
Well, we don't know if it's true, but allegedly you've been letting Drake just be out here flourishing, having sex with every woman in the world. You know what I'm saying?
You sound
and somebody
like a hater
finally caught him. Good.
Now you sound like a hater.
I'm not hating. I'm all about PPM, which is proper poom poom management. Okay? If you're going
to according to one of Drake's reps says, if it is, in fact, Drake's child, which he does not believe, he would do the right thing by the child.
Well, if you're going to trap one, Drake is the one to trap, and she should name the baby who.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Name the baby who. That should be the baby's
you
name.
You are a hater.
And say
morning.
Who. Why you name him who? He's an owl.
You know, it's crazy, though, that anybody could accuse you of getting them pregnant, and you have to get a paternity test.
Well, so, hey.
This is nothing, even if it's somebody you never, ever even met.
Well, even if it's not Drake's baby, I'm not knocking that girl for trying. Okay?
You are a hater.
If that's
morning.
The one, if you're going to trap one, that's a good one to trap.
Praise the Lord, Charlamagne's not a woman, boy. All right. Now, Schoolboy Q, who knew he was even under investigation for felony armed robbery? But fortunately
right
for him, he's not going to be charged. Now, according to law enforcement sources, this all happened back in March. There was a concert that Schoolboy Q was performing at. Some victims said they followed him to an after party, and when they arrived, two people robbed them at gunpoint, and they felt like Schoolboy Q was the one who set them up.
Come on.
Yes. Now, police said that he showed up in another car while it was happening, but the alleged victims actually did not report the robbery at the time. They had no interest in filing charges at first, so they just actually rejected the case. So
Schoolboy Q is doing A-OK in life. He does not
sounds
have
like
to
a
rob
reach,
nobody.
Right?
Yeah. Schoolboy Q does not have to rob nobody. Now, it don't sound like a reach. Schoolboy Q definitely seemed like the type that will rob you, but he wouldn't do. He has no reason to.
Not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Maybe he seems like he would do that. Stop it.
Schoolboy Q is a cool ass, laid back dude, but I can tell that he'll pull a pistol out.
All right, and Kourtney Kardashian has a new boo. Now, we told you about Scott Disick earlier in the week and how he was caught while he was out with another woman, and right. Kim Kardashian walked in on him in the room with her, called the woman a whore. Well, now she's dating somebody, and he's only 23 years old. He's actually a model. So, you know, 23 years old. How old is Kourtney Kardashian?
She's the oldest one.
She's about 37, 39.
Kourtney fine, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, look, she's having a good time. She's single now. She's got the kids. She probably wants to just, you know, get out there. I mean, before that, she was dating Justin Bieber, allegedly. So, why not? All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building.
Oh, man, one of my favorites.
Marsha Ambrosius.
Hi, you said it right. Yay.
I've been practicing all morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you, darling.
How's motherhood?
Amazing. Just amazing. It's late nights and early mornings like I've never known, but it's great.
Has it changed you in any way, shape, or form?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes you cautious, aware, way more honest than I've ever been. You just have no filter.
That's saying a lot.
It is, because I really had none. I know. This is very, very true. Not that I had any filter, but now as a mother, I don't know. It's just opened me up to a whole new thing.
How old is the baby?
4 months.
4 months. So this is going to be your first Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
I am. But yeah. I was just saying, in the UK, Mother's Day is on a completely different day.
Really?
It's weird. It's like in March or something.
Oh.
And I keep saying this because my mother gets on my nerves about, where's my Mother's Day card? And I can't buy her anything in the States because they don't have them on the shelves yet, because it's so late. It's in May. So I'm like, Mom, I love you. I do. But I'm an American now. So she did get me a Mother's Day card from the UK already. So I kind of celebrated it a little bit there in March. But now I get my first United States.
It's already on display in your music, Motherhood. You put out the EP, Don't Wake the Baby.
Yeah, man.
The cover art was very exhausted mom. I've been up all night.
Breastfeeding, breast pumping, the whole nipples protruding. They're the things that they don't warn you about.
It
sounds so glamorous. Oh, you're going to have a kid. You're going to breastfeed the nectar of womanly goodness. And
it is good, though. It does taste good.
Yeah, sugary. She loved it. It was delicious.
No, he actually had to taste it a couple of times.
Oh, you did?
Your fiance never tasted your breast milk? Come on, now.
Did you, babe?
He said, nah.
What are you doing, bro? You don't know what you're missing.
Maybe by accident, he might have slipped up one time,
too. How you drink the milk from a cow, but not for your wife, or soon-to-be wife?
He might have slipped up a day or two. But yeah, I put that on display because that's what real women do.
Right.
And there's all this glamorized editorial version of what motherhood looks like until you actually get in it, and then big panty drawers that you have to wear because your vagina is swollen.
Leaking
like I didn't just flush out a 7 pound, 7 ounce baby.
Yeah.
It's real down there at that time. So
real, no,
so real down there at that time. So I really put that cover off for all mothers that didn't feel as sexy as they should.
Right. But fortunately, you can start having sex now, right?
Listen, when that doctor told me you can go forth into the wind and go have, it was the greatest day of my life. No, seriously, you don't realize how long you anticipate something and want something so bad when you just can't have it. Physically could not even think about a penis going in my vagina after that baby came.
My wife, she felt like I didn't want to. After she had the baby, which wasn't true. I got two daughters. But our first child, I just didn't know when it was a good time to go back in. So I would be extra cautious.
When can we have sex?
Oh, I thought you meant you physically didn't examine. Check like, hey.
Fake
ass
GYN.
I have five. So I know everything that's going on there.
He can deliver his own at this point.
I was going to say, well, with my case, when he said it was okay, now we just do it at any given time, which is why Don't Wake the Baby was so appropriate. Initially, I'd written it for Beyonce. This is like a year and a half ago. I didn't have a baby. I didn't have Beyonce. There was none of that in the works. So it didn't apply to my life. And at the time, she was recording Lemonade. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. We were just at a writer's camp for this Secret Squirrel, Beyonce project, Jay-Z project that was going to happen. So my interpretation of their love was realism. I'm like, you're in a real relationship. Like, you argue, you fuss, and you fight. But bottom line is, as good old Marsha Ambrosius' songwriting skills boil down to, you still want to have sex, though.
Absolutely.
But I'm pretty sure Jay-Z and Beyonce got a big enough house and nannies that Blue can be on a whole nother side of the room.
You say that, and then you have a kid, and you realize that none of that matters.
Yeah,
you're too busy. There's kids involved. Mm-hmm. There's money involved. It's so many factors that go into relationships, and you're like, you know what? I just want to do it. That's it. Put the baby to sleep.
Did Beyonce even hear the song?
I think she did. She heard several songs, and it wasn't that they weren't great. It was greatness. She just wasn't there. She was at Lemonade.
Gotcha.
So Lemonade was like the complete opposite of approach, you know, as far as, you know, the concept. So I was like, dang, I hadn't known you was in that place. I'd have given you something else. But
if you knew Jay had cheated, you'd
allegedly.
Whatever you go through in your relationships. I'm like, okay, I would have approached it differently. But then, thankfully, that song applies to my life now, and I sing it with all the luxurious gloriousness that I do.
Yeah, your new single kind of could fit into that vein, to Love You. My wife loves you. She's always loved you since Floor Tree. So I was letting her hear the song yesterday, and she's like, I like how it sounds, but I don't like the content. And I didn't catch it. And she was like, you going to let the man run in the street and then just come home?
Now, this is the thing.
Explain this
lyrically.
It's called Love You. Okay. I didn't catch that.
If you run in these streets, long as you come home to me. I think that's the line she's referring to.
Yes.
Which is really the post hook. And I'm not necessarily absolutely saying he's running these streets. I'm talking about our kids, our cousins, our uncles, our men that have to go to work every day.
That's
and those mothers
said.
That are sitting at home, I anticipate that moment where you walk through that door again.
Yeah.
These streets are just this world that we have to live in. And as Black men, that's all this is to us sometimes, you know.
You hear that, baby?
It's just the streets.
I thought he was selling drugs.
So
I thought maybe he was selling dope.
He wasn't selling any dope. Or it was literally, you know, when you're running these streets of the world without me, I just hope you come home.
He just wasn't cheating.
No.
Exactly.
No.
So why is cheating the first thing that comes on in
that? That's my wife.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know what they have going on over
there.
I didn't say that.
All right, we got more with Marsha Ambrosius when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into her song, her new song. Let's play a little bit of it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Marsha Ambrosius is in the building. It was Flowetry. When's the last time you guys spoke? A lot of people laugh on Flowetry album.
The very last day of last year's reunion tour.
Really? That was it?
Yeah. We did 2 years back-to-back of a reunion. And on my end, it was absolutely to reconcile, forgive, bury the hatchet, and clean slate everything with anticipation to possibly move on to further things. Now, the first year, that definitely didn't work out. In good faith, I attempted another time, which was last year, and definitely didn't work out again. But it was strictly for,
you know, growing apart.
Where do we start? The truth is, growing apart is real, and it just happens. And the last thing that was done on that second tour was how can I even put this into words? I'd found out that I was pregnant week one of that tour. I had no clue. We were just out on the road, did a couple of shows in Oakland, get to LA. So it was around about show six, show seven, and decided to take a pregnancy test. And it was like, wow, babe, we're pregnant.
Mm.
We have a whole tour to do, like 40 dates to go. So it's a high-risk pregnancy, as told by my doctor, so I'm already cautious. On a tour bus, this tour bus etiquette anyway, if I'm vocally going for blood every night, as I did on that tour, I don't really want any smoking on the bus. I don't want to smoke on the bus anyway. So I didn't disclose that I was pregnant until the last week of the tour because I was so nervous. It was very, very early in the pregnancy. I was like 5 weeks, 6 weeks when I found out. So come the end of the tour, I'm like 10 to 11 weeks. I'm at that mark where, okay.
You can tell people now.
I can tell people now. So I was throwing up on the first row of several crowds and backstage.
They just thought you
and,
were drunk.
Yeah, I thought I was way drunk.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had to disclose that, look, guys, I'm not wasted or anything. Mm. I'm pregnant. And I remember telling her, and she said, oh, I kind of figured that. I kind of figured it out on my own. I was like, okay. Thanks. You're welcome. I don't know how to respond to
she didn't
that.
Tell you congratulations.
So, no. Wow. So I left that at that. Petty in me. I'm just like, okay, no congrats, no nothing. Okay, I'll leave that be. Eventually, congratulations came into order. But then the last day of the tour, myself and my fiance are on one side of the tour bus. What's that smell? Wow, really?
Blatant disrespect. Lighten up.
Just smoking at the back of the bus. And I was like, oh, that's the nail in the coffin. That's the closure I needed to affirm that you just won't be able to get right with me. So we just never be good. It's never going to be cool because she'll never just be there for me like a friend should be. I'm a loyal Leo to the very end. So I was just expecting all love.
And just business though? Like, you know how people like New Edition, they say it's a business
relationship. I wish. And like I said, I did two tours back to back for fans, strictly for business. But sometimes there isn't a penny worth of bullshit.
So what happened in the first year? You said that was the second year. So what happened in the first year?
The first year, met my fiance. The band had this app called Zello. I remember Sprint chirp phones.
Mm-hmm.
So when you used to send a message, you were like, yo, what's up? And it would come up on your phone as a voicemail.
Yeah.
I mean, a voice note. So it would be on loudspeaker. So granted, we're sitting there. His phone is on the table. We're at a diner chopping it up, like getting to know each other type shit. And on the loudspeakers, like, yo, Dez, you ain't f*** yet? So I'm like,
yo, Dez.
So I'm like, I was like, no, please let it play. Please, because I'm a ball player first. Yeah, I've done locker room talk. I can handle that. Okay. That's cool. Another band member chimes in and is like, no, you ain't pop yet. You know she f***ed everybody in Philly.
Whoa.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, my legendary.
Legendary.
It's a myth. I'm fine. I'm trying to figure out all of these Philly people out. Another one chimes in and it's her. Yeah, it does.
Stop Damn. It.
I wish I can't make this
Stop
up.
Stop it.
And it's messed up. It was messed up because
what
that
was her line
app,
though? Because that was some good line. What did she say?
She
Yo,
just
Dez,
co-signed
the Dream Chasers.
Right. It didn't even matter at that point. Yeah. It was co-signing everyone else's lines.
Right. Wow.
Dez, what's up with you? So I was like, okay. Once again, affirmation. If someone shows you who they are, just believe them.
Believe them
every time. So I let it go. But then
you
what they wouldn't understand is I then had to get on stage every night with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at these band members and I couldn't hold them to fall. I'm supposed to be locker room talk.
Guys going to be guys.
Guys are going to be guys.
Yeah.
So I can let that slide.
Right.
I said, but her? Nah, not so much. Like, nah, you don't ride for me like that. So I still got on stage every night for the fans and did what I had to do. But that app, Zello, it saves everything as voice notes.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, it's all recorded. Mm-hmm. It's just in their phones. I'm pretty sure, you know, there's some very, very nervous people out, like, hearing that I'm on The Breakfast Club. Like, oh, she's going to say it. She's going to say it. And the best voice note ever saved on there is like, wow, Zello's going to get somebody fired. It did.
That's a great interlude for an album, though.
It is. I sent all that to Focus.
So was she just...
No, we ain't going to do that, but it's not worth it.
Was she this petty in 06 when y'all broke up as well?
Well, without the technology. possibly. But we both were in our own ways, but there were certain things that were just happening that just got out of hand. She was in a serious relationship, and the guy was very, very... off, just abusive, both verbally, emotionally, and it's hard to watch your friend go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm your homie, I'm your ride or die, and I'm like, yo, you need to get out, and she's dang near suicidal, I can't ride with you when you want to actually jump off the edge of the cliff and then be guilt-ridden into not jumping with you. Mm. The rumors that were flying around about what was happening were better than the actual like, what was actually going on. I was like, oh, I can take people saying that we were lesbians and that we... Because that's absolutely not true. What was actually going on was way worse to me.
Yeah.
I never wanted to say it until none of that mattered anymore. Because according to her, it was because our manager got overzealous and he wanted me to go solo. And at one point, she said he blacklisted her from... the United States, and she couldn't work here anymore. She couldn't get booked. At some point, you just have to acknowledge that you're not getting booked, and that's okay. I lived in Philly for 17 years. The Roots have never booked me for a Roots picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're just not going to get a show, and
wow,
that's okay.
They haven't booked you yet. You haven't done?
No. By default, I did the hook. Thanks, Questlove. But you know, I'm just saying. At some point, you have to get in where you fit in. Yeah. So for me, it was the guilt trip of all of these people that are getting all of these stories. So by the time the 2 years of the Flow 2 reunion came about, you know, everyone takes sides. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you just knew you was never going to see me again.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the Chinese whispers, all of the, wouldn't say lies, whatever over-exaggeration portion of the story is over here, there's one over here too. So mm-hmm. when everyone confronts each other, it's like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
There's two sides to every story, but there's just facts. And the fact that I attempted to reconcile twice, 2 years back to back, I only got blessed because of that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have met my fiancé if it wasn't for that. I mean, I might have, but just not under those circumstances. I'm a wife-to-be, and I have a baby now. Like,
but she
that's
definitely
because
didn't congratulate you when the baby was born, or?
At this point, it doesn't matter. When it came to the smoking on the bus and all enough. The things said, it was enough, so it was... I don't even want to see your face. I can't hear your voice. I was nervous as hell. First time mother, I don't want any negative energy whatsoever. It's like, please, please, please stay.
Especially if it's high risk.
We are the Breakfast Club. We have Marsha Ambrose from the group Flowetry in the building. Charlamagne?
How does a woman convince a man that I guess she's not a hoe? Because if he's getting those phone calls, yeah.
You don't. I mean, it's crazy. That first tour... When we were talking, and I'm disclosing all of my business, because I was like, this is something that's about to be serious. I'm going to tell you everything.
You gave him the whole facts.
Whole facts. You know what he said to me? You know what he said to me? I already know.
Wow.
Because she'd already...
Damn.
Oh, y'all was that close? I mean, I know y'all was a group together, but y'all was close to where she knew your body.
Listen. We were a group.
All right, this is when you have to, and babe, this is before I met you. This is when you have to, my count is very limited.
Where?
Like, I was never a whore. I actually lied on my vagina just so my whorish friends didn't feel so bad that they were being whores. And I was over here just, absolutely. Yeah. That's how I maintained my vagina. Mm-hmm. By telling everyone I was doing this, doing that, all of my songs dictated that I did it. So why not? Yeah, smashed everyone I work with.
That is true. I always think that like women like who sing about it as much as you do, y'all probably not as freaky.
I was never. No, that's not.
Well,
I didn't
say
that.
But not
you
haven't had as much sex as you.
I said I wasn't smashing as many people.
There you go.
So when that was nothing, I was back to crickets.
Got you.
So.
Did you ever smash the floatress? You never
wait.
Just asking, Dez. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Just asking. Does she seem like she liked him? Is she telling him all your business?
It's touchy feely when it comes to that. It wasn't even that. Like her manager at the time. I think. Do I have a green light for facts? Maybe.
Green light for facts.
Yeah. Green light for facts. Her manager, at the time. Was someone that I was involved with in the UK that we mutually both knew, a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was about 21, 22, and I had it right before I came out here. And she knew this. I ended up having a miscarriage.
Mm.
She knew this. And years later, I would find out that she'd appointed him, of all people, as her manager. So me holding on and harboring on to all of those thoughts and feelings, I'm like, yo, you are just the pettiest of all time.
Wow.
Like, just the pettiest of all time. And learning years later that she would tell me, oh, you know, I had a miscarriage too, and I had empathy for that.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, she would tell me she lied about that.
Who is this woman?
Goodness, it's not gracious. About who is this woman. I'm just trying to get you some understanding and clarity as to why
Floetry never
that,
happened ever
that trigger
again.
On me where people are like, so Floetry, it's glorious. The music was phenomenal. We landed in Philly when Jill Scott was recording her first album. Mm-hmm. Music Soul Child, Bilal, Glenn Lewis,
classic.
Kindred, like classics. Mm-hmm. Floetic happened to jump on that wave. That wave wasn't a temporary wave. That wave still gets me to tour to this day. I can still sing Say Yes like I wrote it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wrote it 17 years ago.
Wow.
In Philly. That's what was happening for us. Mm-hmm. So even with the Michael Jackson situation, all of that was the same year. Like all of these demos flying around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say Yes too. Mm-hmm. Say Yes was for Ron Isley and he didn't take it. Thank you, Ron Isley. Mm-hmm. Like you changed my life. Like, but all of these things were happening then, so I'm not faulting what created the music.
Marsha makes great make love music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't put Marsha albums on with the side chick.
But she's going to be the permanent.
That's true. You might fall in love with. No,
you'll be the permanent.
Why is your music so good for sex though?
Like,
she loves sex.
Friends and lovers, late nights and early mornings. Like, you can, I mean, all the way through. Just throw them on.
Yeah,
it sets the mood.
It's disgusting. But it's good. I don't know where that comes from. It's a natural gift.
Do you have sex to your own music?
I have.
Kind of weird, right?
It is.
Yeah.
But there's certain songs that we've created that just called for it. Just, you've got to test drive it. Mm-hmm. You've got to test drive your own work. So when it's released, like, yo, song number 8. Oh, yeah, I know. Trust me. Mm-hmm.
What's the one on the new album that absolutely going to make the condom come off?
Oh, man. The condom off. Okay, condom off sex. Flood.
Whoa.
Flood sounds like a lot of vaginas.
Sounds like a squirter.
Yeah.
A squirter.
Flood will do it. Let Out.
Let It Out. I love these titles.
When's it coming? When's it dropping?
When's it coming?
When night?
You know what I mean.
Bravo. Good show, sir.
I can't wait for this new album, man.
There
Me
you have it.
Neither.
Marsha Ambrosius.
Anything else you need to get off your chest? Anybody else you need to clap at real quick? You good?
Unnecessary. I'm just in a great place. I'm happy. Just be happy, people. Like, don't hold on to shit. Let it go, man.
Poetry's dead, though. That's never happening again.
It's pray for her and wish her nothing but the best, as I always have. And it's okay to leave it at that.
All right.
No, one thing, you tried it before, again, though, with Amanda Seals. Like,
Amanda Seals, I want to say sorry to you because I can't say I never. It was a lot of hands that were in that to make that the situation that it was. You know, I tried to fight her.
Like physically?
Yeah, I was going to fight her in Atlanta at the Ritz-Carlton.
Why?
Because she was getting frustrated, I guess, the other girl in Floetry had done an interview with Wendy Williams and was saying that this is some temporary bullshit, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, bullets fly and Amanda calls me in my hotel room like, you know what, I'm sick of this shit. Fuck you, hangs up on me.
Amanda don't bite her tongue.
So she don't bite her tongue. Yeah. And I have to respect it, right. But I'm mad too. So I'm like, hold up. I called her hotel room. She picks up. So I was like, you just said fuck you next door. We're on the same damn floor. So I'm banging on her door.
Catch me outside.
I mean, she didn't because we had to get on stage that night.
Yeah.
So our manager kind of had to defuse the situation. And it was a bad situation for everybody. I've never had to or wanted to confront someone to fight. So it wasn't even about her no more. Mm-hmm. It was about everything. It was the bull that was Floetry and the bull that it turned out to be because I was still signed to the label. And they're like, you have an album to push. And the other chick had her dude managing her and said, you know, give her a solo deal or we're walking. So Jimmy Iovine and Ron Fair said, walk. So then she's out the group. I'm still signed to the label, and I'm out with Amanda Diva. Amanda Seals. And, you know, I'm so happy for everything that she's doing now. She's a hustler.
Oh, yeah. Like, Amanda's out here prospering.
She don't stop.
So you never would do that again, like grab somebody else and say, let's do Floetry.
We don't have to. Floetry is the flowicist and the songstress. Natalie Stewart and Marsha Ambrosius forever. That never dies. Music never dies. What we did in that moment is solidify that wave, and we were part of it and managed to have a classic album and several songs that, you know, will live forever.
All right.
Well, there you have
true
it.
True indeed.
Marsha Ambrosius, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So, man, did you guys have the opportunity to watch Mary J. Blige's Strength of a Woman documentary on VH1?
I didn't even know it was coming on. I saw people tweeting about it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so she's still, she was in there with Neo. She was in the studio. He produced some tracks on a new album. Mm-hmm. And she had some things to say about the woman that her husband cheated on her with can do. And here's what she said.
You have a studio over there in that other place, right?
Yes.
Do not let her nowhere near what you're doing for me.
Okay.
Because she's the reason for all this. That's my Becky with the good hair.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ.
Right.
I bet you
know. So she's saying do not let that woman, and obviously it was the artist Starshell, that's what everybody's saying, that Mary J. Blige was working with, allegedly, that was her, I guess, protege.
I would have loved
to see. Don't let her know what you're doing with me.
I would have loved to see Neo's face in that moment. I know them big old wheels and that big old head was just a turning.
You should actually watch the clip so you can see his face and see. He's like, all right, but she goes on to say that, other people are saying that the woman that cheated with Ken Du is not remorseful. She's just a poor girl from outside of Boston who slept her way to the middle. Damn, not even the top.
Damn, it's in the top. Damn it.
No, she said that she slept her way to the middle.
She'll be to the top if Ken Du get them payments from Mary J. Blige, them spousal sports payments.
All right, well, let's discuss something, some good news. French Montana tweeted out, my trip to Uganda was unforgettable. I got inspired to help their community and want to help, so I'm donating $100,000 to expand the Subi Health Clinic in Uganda. You can help donate now. So that is on his Twitter page. So if you want to donate, you can go over there and do that.
No, drop me the clues, bro. French Montana, damn it.
Absolutely.
Y'all say he got that dance from Africa, so that's the least he can do is give them some money back.
Right, I like when people are inspired to do great things.
Absolutely.
All right, so that car that Aaron Hernandez was allegedly driving during the 2012 drive-by shooting that had him in jail, it was on eBay, right? They were trying to sell this 2006 Toyota 4Runner, and they were also going to sell, I think, one of his jerseys with it as well, an autograph and all of that.
That's weird.
So weird that they actually had pulled it off of eBay, but guess what? The bidding broke the $100,000 mark. How crazy is that? Now, the seller is saying he took that auction down, and a rep said the listing was removed as it violated our offensive materials policy, items related to violent felons. Any listing on the eBay platform that violates our policies are removed, and we take appropriate action with the seller. So I can't believe they got up to $100,000 already.
So in the post, it said this is the car that was... Aaron Hernandez used to... Wow.
Why, though? Mm-hmm. Why would you want that car?
I don't know why you
want it. What's the point?
I don't know. People are crazy. I don't know why people bid on the things that they bid on.
I don't know
what type of collector's item that could possibly be.
You know what kind
be.
Of money you have to have just to say, you know what, I want to buy Aaron Hernandez's car that he did drive
what?
By.
That's
very weird.
You're very bored and you just got money to burn.
All right, now we've been talking about Mel B and her former nanny, the one that she says got pregnant by her husband, Stephen Belafonte, and allegedly they were having threesomes and all of that. Mm-hmm. Well, she just got a restraining order for 5 years against that nanny, all right? Lorraine Gills, she's a nanny who she says her husband had an affair with. Now she says that Gills has been verbally abusive toward her, disrespecting her, rolling her eyes during conversation. She would make exacerbated sounds that were just to annoy her, and she would call Mel B's kids her kids. That's enough right there. So the restraining order is in effect, like we said, for 5 years. It's a wrap for that. You know, why would you want that person around you?
Pretty much.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, guys. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 4th, goes to the Swanson Funeral Home in Flint, Michigan. This story will absolutely let you know that the water isn't the only thing they can't get right in Flint. Okay, now it's a couple places that I absolutely, positively do not expect to get my order wrong. Chick-fil-A is one of those places, and a funeral home is the other. When I order a number one with cheese from Chick-fil-A, that's what I expect to get, okay? Chick-fil-A is shooting a high percentage from the field when it comes to getting orders correct. I knock on wood, you know, have never had that experience at Chick-fil-A. All right? The only other place in the world I expect to have that high standard is any and every funeral home across the country. Their job is actually quite easier than Chick-fil-A. I mean, you have the funeral director who oversees funeral arrangements, works with grieving family members, does a lot of paperwork. Then you have the mortician who prepares the bodies of the deceased for burial or cremation in some cases. Now, I know you're saying, damn, Charlamagne, sounds like a mortician's job would be way harder than working at Chick-fil-A. Okay, maybe, but morticians and funeral directors don't have to remember to give you extra Polynesian or Chick-fil-A sauce, okay? Slightly higher degree of difficulty, people. But let's stay focused on the matter at hand. Swanson Funeral Home got someone's order wrong. Maurice Dunn, salute to that brother, had to put his mother Alice Dunn to rest last week. But when the family showed up to the funeral home to say their goodbyes, they realized that the wrong order was put in the casket. Go to WNEM-TV CBS5 for the report, please.
Maurice Dunn says he had to put his mother, Alice Dunn, to rest last week. But when the family showed up to the funeral home to say their last goodbyes, what they saw left them stunned.
A total stranger dressed in the clothing that my brother Joey and the wig selected for our mother.
You heard that right. The wrong person put into the mother's casket.
I told him that's not our mama.
Dunn says once they alerted employees at Swanson Funeral Home in Flint that there had been a big mix-up. He says they started to deny it.
Well, and the funeral staff insisted that it was our mother and that a name band is the reason he definitively know that's our mother.
It wasn't professional at all.
Alice's other son, Joe, says the funeral home eventually brought out their mother.
They did not offer the family a lot of explanations except that it did occur.
Now, I did catch up with O'Neill Swanson, the president of Swanson Funeral Home here in Flint, earlier this afternoon. He told me he was going to give me a call back, so we called him back. Still no answer. We also reached out to the funeral home, and they're telling us that O'Neill is not available right now.
Chick-fil-A would never.
What?
Let's unpack this, okay? If Chick-fil-A was to make this kind of mistake, they would own it. They would admit to being wrong. Swanson Funeral Home looked Maurice Dunn and the family in the face and insisted that it was indeed their mother in the casket. Now, I hate funerals. I don't go to them. I'm not going to mine if I can help it. But I have been to a couple of wakes, and yes, people look slightly different in the casket, but you still know it's them. But there's no way in hell you're going to tell me that's my mama when that's not my mama. Okay, imagine that. The woman that raised you. Your mama, the vagina from which you came out of. Your mama, you know what she looks like, smells like, sounds like. Even when she's dead, you know who your mama is. And this funeral home, the Swanson Funeral Home, tells you that your mama is in the casket. And you know that's not your mammy.
Mm-mm. Are you dumb?
And then when they finally realize the jig is up and concede that this is not your mama, they just wheel one body back and wheel the other one out like, my bad. Okay? This is the equivalent of you ordering a spicy chicken sandwich. You bite into it and it's not spicy. You tell Chick-fil-A it's not spicy and they say, yes, it is. You like, I know it's not spicy. And they say, yes, it is. You say, hell no. I know what spicy tastes like. I eat spicy every other day. Then Chick-fil-A finally admits it's not spicy. And then they finally bring you your spicy chicken sandwich. But that would never happen at Chick-fil-A. And it shouldn't happen at a funeral home.
Did you compare a body to Chick-fil-A?
I need you to relax. Please give the Swanson Funeral Home the biggest hee-haw, please. What I'm actually comparing is the fact that it's two places I should never, ever get my order wrong at. And that's Chick-fil-A and a funeral home. I expect the highest quality.
Of spice.
Yes.
I'm hungry now.
So what you want to eat? A dead body or some Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Same thing.
Okay.
All right.
It technically is the same.
It is.
It is. Dead chicken body, dead human body. It's technically the same.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her right now. She'll help you out with all your problems. Call her up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee. Hello, who's this?
It's Arietta. Hi.
Arietta, what's your question for Yee?
Yes. Hi, Yee. I have a question for you. Okay. I have this ex, right? And he wants to really be with me. Like, we really want to, like, I want to be with him, and he wants to be with me. But the only thing is, I feel like if I be with him, I'm going to always cheat on him.
What?
Because he has a small pecker.
Oh. Okay, you're not a hoe. That's actually a very valid reason.
And I'm sure he's aware of it.
I think he is, and I'm like, but he, I really want to be with him. Like, he loves my kids, he loves me, but I just,
All right, so let me ask you this. Does he make you orgasm?
No.
Damn.
With the top, not the bottom.
So wait.
And I'm like,
you've had an orgasm before from him?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you a couple of things. I feel your pain. You don't feel any pain. But I will say that usually guys with small penises are great at other things. Is he good at oral sex?
Yes.
Is he passionate in other ways?
Yes.
There's no point in you being with somebody if you're just going to cheat on them. I'll say that much. But there's guys with huge penises that don't know what they're doing. So you should be glad that you have somebody who has a small penis and is able to still make you have an orgasm and please you in that way and take great care of your kids and take great care of you.
Angelique will tell you what you want to hear, boy. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, have you ever been with a guy with a huge penis that isn't good?
No, Charlie? I haven't.
I haven't.
Charlamagne always orgasms.
No, I haven't. But okay, I'm
just saying,
because the thing about it is, I like stimulation and penetration. I like stimulation and penetration. I mean, like, so it's like, it's hard.
How small is
and,
it?
You know, let me see. I hold out your hand and put it on like, top of your thumb.
Your thumb?
Why don't y'all just scissor with each other? Y'all rub together.
What about, can you guys use toys?
I don't think he's into that.
No, I mean on you. Like, if you got to try and experiment with other things. Try to get some vibrators involved and get him to do that to you.
Buy him a strap-on.
Oh, wow. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm saying
you could use some toys and stuff like that.
I mean, like, I'm like, okay, you're going to make it known that I have a little peck. You got to buy me a big one? Like, what?
Yeah, I guess you're
right. Sex is a very important part of a relationship, and so I feel you with that. But I also feel like if he can have that passionate, intimate connection with you and still make you orgasm, you should be okay with that. And if you're going to cheat, then just don't be with him. Find what you want. But remember, the penis isn't always bigger on the other side.
What?
A good point.
Like, the grass isn't always greener. You might go get with somebody with a bigger penis, and everything else might be wrong. And then you're going to regret it, and then you want to get back with him.
This is why it's so unfair to be a man, man. We can't go out and get plastic surgery to make our penises bigger.
You can. It just won't be that much.
No, you can't. You can't make it no
they
longer.
They do have penile enlargement.
Right, no, they don't.
Have you tried?
It's all girth. I've looked into it, okay? Ain't nothing to do with length, all right? You girls, I can get ass shots and fake breasts and hair and weave. I can't get no extensions for my penis. And now you want to leave me. You want to leave me just because God blessed me with a little pecker.
Oh, jeez, don't do that.
And
don't
what you
do
don't
that.
Understand is paper cuts hurt, too, especially when they wet. Okay?
What?
Well, somebody in this room has a small penis.
I have an average size penis.
We have clearly brought that out.
Identified. All right, well, good luck to you. But listen, don't be with somebody if you're going to cheat on them. That's all I have to say. That's going to make him feel terrible.
This God testing you. And you know what, man? When you're not thankful for the little things you have in life, you don't get blessed with more.
And we mean little.
Thank you, Mama.
You know that right now.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Ye, what line you want to go to?
I don't know. I don't have any options.
Okay, well, let's go to line 6. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
DJ, letter N, letter V. What's up, dude? I'm Steve from Brockton, Massachusetts.
Hey, Steve from Massachusetts. Now, what's your question?
Hey, what's up? Ye, my beautiful goddess. So, listen. I've been in a relationship for like 2 years with this dude, and he's white. I'm black, and we started watching this Netflix documentary,
Dear White People.
Yes Lord, Uncle Shala. So one of the episodes, she's like telling her white boyfriend, "Dude, you can't say the N-word." And I'm trying to tell my dude, like, "You cannot say the N-word." And he's like, "I'm obviously not racist.
This
like, we've been together for a long time.
This is good."
And I'm like, okay, well, let me bring you to Jesus real quick. Come to the front of the congregation because we got some words for you.
Congregation.
I get it, though.
And I'm trying to...
So he's trying to say the N-word to you?
In bed he can say it, though, right?
No.
Did he say it in bed?
We don't play that. Nope. Don't be
so
doing that.
Why does he want to say the word so badly?
He doesn't want to... He wants to be able to say it in conversation and, like, in music. And I'm like, no, you can't say it at the song. You just need to hum quietly to yourself.
Now, if he's a bottom and when you put it in, he goes... You gotta let
that's fine. You gotta let that go.
You gotta let that ride.
You gotta let that one go.
No, you don't. That might ruin the whole mood.
In any real relationship, you know that both men are taking it just as much as they're giving it.
Exactly. All right, but yeah, I'm going to say this. Would he say that in front of other people besides you?
I've seen him say it to his friends in conversation, and I'm like he'll say, like, these little, like, N-words, and I'm like, you can't, no. First of all, that's not a good friend because he doesn't understand the context, and don't use that word because you do understand the context.
And that's very offensive, and he should understand that if he loves you and cares about you and something offends you, and it's something as small as not saying a word that is offensive throughout history and gives you a awful feeling, he should respect that. What's so difficult?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just growing up in a small white town. You have to educate people, and, like, I had to put on Set It Off for him and, like, teach him slowly, like, about the culture and watching movies. Listen.
Set It Off is about lesbians. Well, one lesbian.
Exactly. You got to teach the culture.
Is he being respectful, like, though, and not using the word?
Oh, yeah, 100%, but he just doesn't understand. He'll do it because he loves me, but he won't do it because he knows it's wrong.
Well, listen, tell him he don't even got to understand it. It's offensive to you. It's offensive to a lot of people, and you are saving him an ass whooping.
Right. Praise Lord.
All right, well, that's good. At least he loves you enough to, but maybe throughout history he'll understand it. No, I was going to say you should have him watch some documentaries so he can understand the power.
Yeah, we watched the 13th on Netflix. We watched Netflix is our our stuff. But
And he still doesn't understand it?
He understands the historical context of it, but he feels like in a modern society, like how we want the equality of people not saying the F word in relation to homosexuals, then you have to use the word and also to desensitize people to it, which I respect. But at the same time, there's certain words that carry anti-Semitic context or racial context that you
And
just,
guess what? If somebody that wasn't gay used the F word, that's offensive.
Right, and it's the same kind of ass whooping you're going to get.
Exactly.
Like, don't play. Like, I am in the gym every day. Don't play.
Okay.
Let's go.
But yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. But, I'm just saying. But thank you so much, E. Like, I love you so much. Love you on the real. Love you. Listen to you guys every morning. Can't believe I got through. Like, praise the Lord.
Thank you for calling, man.
Yes, have a good day.
And
you should definitely go buy him my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create.
I read it. I read your book. It's amazing. Like, you did an exceptional job. You represented the culture. They should, instead of hiring Ryan Seacrest, freaking high whatever itself, they need to have you up there with Kelly after the Breakfast Club, bringing people to Jesus. Because
I'll be fine,
you did an amazing job.
Salute to Ryan.
I know.
I'll be fine.
You'll be good.
Thank you for calling, man, and good luck with your problem, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure he doesn't use that N-word.
Oh, every day.
All right, bro.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All right. Well, that was Ask E. I mean, we help everybody. Good job.
Yeah, you know, we do our best.
Okay. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Brad Pitt, and he finally comes clean and does an interview about all the things that went wrong in his relationship. Also, The Game, who does he feel is a legend right now, will tell you some kind words he had to say about an artist who just put out an album.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, The Game had to show some love to Kendrick after Kendrick put out his damn album. He posted on Instagram, "From me to whoever the F is concerned, this album is dope as F blood. It's the Lil Homie's third LP. If you're a true fan of hip-hop, then you have it memorized by now. If you're a hip-hop fan and you do not have Kendrick Lamar-ish by now, F you, that's on Compton, Bompton, and my hood and my kids. My little N-word raw as F, and it been that way." So he told KDOT that he is proud of him. And he told Top Dog, "You know what it is with OG Chuck, homie. I studied the album, and I'm proud of this ish." So that's good. That's some love.
I can honestly say that I slept on the damn album. Like, I heard it, and I thought it was dope, but I'm like, I'm just used to Kendrick being dope.
Right.
So it wasn't like a wow to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sitting in the car in Jersey City yesterday. We was riding around listening to Ken. I'm like, you know what? This album is dope. But I listened to it backwards, though. Because everybody kept telling me to listen to it backwards. Because they said if you listen to it backwards, it's like listening to it backwards is like a whole different album.
Really?
Like the theme of it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it starts with Duckworth and then ends with the blonde lady talking. Yeah. So I was like, it's a very dope album.
I listened to some of that album at least like three songs every single day. So, all right. Now, Brad Pitt did an interview with GQ magazine. It's his first extensive interview since they split up, him and Angelina Jolie. And he said he's not going to let things get ugly in court because, you know, they do have six kids together. He said, I just refuse. And fortunately, my partner in this agrees. It's very, very jarring for the kids to suddenly have their family ripped apart. Now, he also said that he hasn't been drinking for the past 6 months, which is good because I guess he was having some issues with drinking. He said there was a period of time that he calls his stoner days. I wanted to smoke a joint with Jack and Snoop and Willie. You know, when you're a stoner, you get these really stupid ideas. I didn't want to indict the others, but I haven't made it to Willie yet. And he said he doesn't want to live that way anymore, and he isn't struggling with any regrets also. So that's good that he's opened up about things and made some changes in his life for the better, because when you do have six kids, that's a huge responsibility. Envy, you're well on your way to six kids. You have
now
five.
I got five. You know what? I ain't gonna lie. A couple of times, the last couple of days, my wife has been putting on some nice heels in the bedroom, and we might.
You need to start pulling out, bro.
I try, but I can't. It's just too good.
I can't. All right, now Floyd Mayweather is talking about why Conor McGregor could actually win if they ever fought. You know, Floyd is 40 years old now, and he brings that up as well. Here's what he had to say.
I can't sit right here and knock Conor McGregor. He went out there and done what he had to do to get to the point where he's at. So I'm not here to badmouth him. And I've been off a couple years, and I'm 40 years old now. So I'm a lot older. I mean, that could play a major key. We don't know. And he's a heavy hitter. So we'll just see. Do your homework. Every time he goes out there and defeat fighters, he's standing up. So does he have a good chance of upsetting Floyd Mayweather? I can't say, but anything can happen in the sport of boxing.
Who do you think would win if Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor had a fight?
Floyd.
For real.
Floyd.
I mean, Floyd should win because Floyd's the best defensive fighter of all time, but I don't know why Floyd is even doing this fight. I think this is like when Apollo fought the Russian. Like, I don't think Floyd should play with his legacy like that.
Right.
I don't trust this Conor McGregor.
He's retired. He'll have to come out of retirement.
Conor might kick him. Like, Conor might grapple him to the ground. Like, it's got to be something.
He can't kick in boxing.
But he'll win.
You're not listening. It's got to be something in the contract that says if you touch me any other way other than boxing, you forfeit your money. Because I don't trust this guy.
Absolutely.
Why would you trust this guy?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We will see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy? Get your request in right now, and we absolutely positively got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.